Weather continues to play an important part when it comes to our markets and more. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Over the course of the last week, we have seen a change in the weather. I had the opportunity to visit with Eric Snodgrass. He's the weather guru with Nutrient Ag Solutions. Caught up with him while attending the South Dakota soybean outlook.
Hey, I'm not too bad, although I'll be honest, last year when I was coming to South Dakota in December, I didn't have to bring a jacket, and this year it is it's pretty brutal outside this morning. In fact, my beard froze over as I was walking in, so what a change year to year.
Yeah, and it is. It's South Dakota. It's upper Midwest. Anything can change.
That's right. In fact, that's what makes it fun to forecast, but also very hard.
I was going to say, that's part of your job is this forecasting stuff. Did you see this coming? You know, this little...
You know, this is interesting. We had a pretty good view this year about December's access to cold air. Several things lined up. We thought it could come together. And sometimes you feel really good about forecasts and you get it right. And then more often than not, though, Mother Nature's more than willing to humble me and show me all my errors. But, you know, this was one of the ones where we got a win in there. But it's a win to the tune of -6 degrees outside. And we'll call that a win, though.
But you really look back, Eric, this year. Some areas of I can't even say the Midwest. More of the eastern Corn Belt, they started out really, really, really wet.
Yeah.
And I'm talking Kentucky, Illinois that way, Indiana, for an example. And then, just like the spigot shut off, and then they turned very, very dry. But we saw that type of pattern kind of scattered, did we not, throughout the United States?
We did, but what was interesting about the pattern is it never hit at the worst time, if that makes any sense.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.